Kraslava Catholic Church is the most prominent monument of Baroque architecture in Latgale. The building of Kraslava Church was part of the Count Broil Platter's family's broadest program of centering the mental and secular cultural life in the county around the family's main home place, Kraslava. The decision to construct the stone church was made in 1755, and it was built as a basilica with steepless facade consisting of three sections. An ambitious new stone church, as well as establishing and managing the seminary, was entrusted to the Lazarites, or the Fathers of Congregation of the Mission. The new building was completed in 1767. However, the decoration and furnishings of the building continued long after the church was consecrated in 1775. The church was built according to the sketches of the Italian architect Antonio Perocco. Murals of the central altar and six side altars, executed in fresco technique, were created by Filippo Castaldi from 1762 to 1767. There are two portraits made by him. One is a portrait of Count Constantine Ludwig Plotter, and the second of Countess Augusta Plotter, born as Aginska, who were the founders of the church. The newly built church was conceived as Inflanti as bishop's residence, but for political reasons, it was not realized. The most significant changes in the church interior took place during the second half of the 19th century. The famous Polish painter, Jan Matejko, was commissioned to do a new central altar painting. The master drew the sketch, and his disciples painted the impressive 7 meters high and 3.5 meters wide painting titled St. Ludwig Leaves for Crusade. This painting, by the way, kept hidden the Castaldi frescoes for over 100 years. Since 2003, with collaboration between Latvian and Polish restorers, valuable paintings have been restored. Today the church has 13 altars. There are St. Donato's martyr's relics in the church, which attracts pilgrims to Kraslava, making St. Ludwig Church the second largest pilgrim place in Latgale after Agluona. In 1790, thanks to the mediation of Pope Pius VI, the holiday of St. Donato with the remission of people's sins was proclaimed. It is celebrated on the first Sunday after St. Peter's Day. Under the auspices of the church, there has been the first higher education institution in Latvia, Kraslava Theological Seminary. It was opened in 1757. The Kraslava Seminary existed for 86 years, and 253 priests graduated from it. Many of them have continued their education and later became bishops and professors of spiritual academy. However, most of them served the local church and became a true Latgale illuminators. They wrote various books in Latgalian language and founded schools for peasant children.